Today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
That's a great day for the No Resolution Solution. Re-embracing creative discovery without emotional borders. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. I guess we're focusing on the arts and personal growth today. It's our first live show of 2020, so welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us as we kick out the resolutions. You know, I don't believe in them. I do believe in intentions. There is a difference. We'll talk about that. Semantics aside, there's something more important about words matter and the power of how we put our intentions forward. Primer on the Inspiration to Action Challenge. Success stories also to salute for those who've already been involved in it, and so many folks have over the years. And we'll tackle it all. No politics, except one minor exception, which I don't think you'll mind. Talk all about that. Love to get you in the mix, too. Are you listening live? It is Sunday, January 12th. Yeah, some things don't change, even though it's 2020. The schedule is still crazy. It's 10 a.m. out west, 12 noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter still is 24/7, so live on podcast. Jump in there at A.B. Wrightson. If you got the social media memo, the talented, tenacious TCS crew, they were working hard early this morning. Facebook page, PopNet chat box, open to those joining us for the live broadcast. So have at us the way that it works for you. Show is brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Dunkin'. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Indulge in their favorites and new selections, including the Beyond Sausage Breakfast Sandwich. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also our pals at PopNet, Arts, Culture, Conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. And they do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkwee Show and those robust roundtables. Already got them to politics there, but we did have a chance to re-air our Arts Wire award-winning podcast, Elvis 85, now. We've been rolling this show out since the anniversary of Elvis Presley's 80th birthday 5 years ago. And every year I'm always, I hear it for the first time in a while, and I'm surprised at how many great songs and links there are between Elvis and so many other artists. What an impact that man made in such a short amount of time. He's been gone longer than he was here on this earth, but his footprint resonates and reverberates throughout the universe. It does. That's the power of music. We're going to enjoy that too, because music is therapy for me, and I know for a lot of you as well. So we'll indulge in some of my favorites and some of yours. So let's get going, because, you know, if you want to sing out, sing out. It's time to re-embrace yourself and reinvent yourself in oh so many creative ways. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkwee Show.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, 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 you know that there are.
When it's cold and there is no music. And my time was running wild in the dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
They can be hard, but necessary. The great late David Bowie on the Amy Beth Darkley Show, who, by the way, shared a birthday with Elvis Presley. Yes, David Jones, born 12 years after Elvis Aaron Presley on January 8, 1947. Unfortunately, he passed away just 2 days after his 69th birthday in 2016. But boy, oh boy, an innovator, a talent, so rare, so unique, so spellbinding, and still his music, his cultural influence continues to enchant and inspire. David Bowie will always be with us through all his music and everything he left behind, indeed. Lady Ryder from Dire Straits, that one from Mel to me. Hey, thank you so much, Mel. I appreciate the kind words, and Happy New Year to you, too. A beauty from Amy Mann, a great version of the Tom Waits song, Hold On. It's featured in that great album, which we delved into a bit at the end of last year. It's Come Up to the House, Women Sing Waits, in honor of the singer-songwriter's 70th birthday. And Cat Stevens, sometimes considered the unofficial theme song of the creative segments on this show anyway, Sing Out. So many ways to be, you choose how you want to be and what you want to do, and reinvention is welcome here. It's a safe space for that. Right here on the Amy Beth Arquis Show. And one way to start is with the Inspiration to Action Challenge, which has helped folks reignite their creativity and re-embrace their creative artists for about 7 or so years now. And I'm so gratified when we have success stories. We will have one of those later, but first, a primer. For the uninitiated or those who need a refresher, get yourself a journal, you know, an old-fashioned book. It has to be a pen and paper deal, no computer notebook. I like those little chubby ones that have, like, the splotches of color on the front, like when we were little kids. But you can have a thin-lined one or an no-lined one, but it has to be pencil and paper or, you know, pen and paper because there's a connection between your brain, your fingers, and all of that. And every single day, you choose the time, morning, noon, night, whatever. Some folks do it in the morning and the evening. You write down three things, one thing that brings you joy, one thing that inspires you, and one thing for which you're grateful. Every single day you do this, and they can be some repeats. They can be big things, your health, your child getting into college. I just saw a flower bloom in a 70-degree January day, like we have around here now, whatever it may be. And you write it down, and you just keep doing it for about 2 weeks. And then when you feel ready, you also continue to do that, one thing that inspires, one thing that brings you joy, one thing for which you're grateful. And then you write down an act of kindness you've bestowed upon someone or someone has bestowed upon you, again, big or small. Write it down. And then the idea of all this is to keep doing it over a period of days and weeks and to see how you feel. And you can journal with it or not. Some people say, well, can I continue to journal? Absolutely. But you must do this, and then beyond that, you can also journal and kind of chart how you're feeling. Do you feel lighter? Do you feel more inspired? Do you feel invigorated? Does it pique your interest to do certain things, to make certain changes? Do you see patterns? That's the whole idea. So to shake up, to talk about Elvis Presley, you know, really shake things up. Shake up your soul a little bit and see what comes out. And then after about 4 to 6 weeks, again, it depends, at your own pace. You know, there are rules, but there are no rules, if you know what I'm saying. And then you will write down three goals that you'd like to achieve in, say, the next 6 months to a year. And I want you to pick one goal. Some people can pick two if they can do two simultaneously, if they kind of go hand in hand, and if they also have the time in their schedule to do it. And write down 5 to 7 steps, or 7 to 10 steps, some people need more, that you think you'll need to achieve those goals. And then you can start tackling it. See the idea of it? It's the idea of intention versus resolution. Resolution is so ominous. It's like, I'm going to change this. I'm going to resolve to do it. And there's not always the intent behind it. The intention is the energy that you put forth. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm doing it in reasonable ways. I'm putting it out into the universe, and then the universe comes back with their own response to me, and that makes me feel better about my decisions or informs my decisions, and maybe they change. That's what the coaching process is all about. Things sometimes change. What you start with that you think you want to do, it might not be. That's okay, too. But just keep going through the process and see how it's all flexible. It's all changing. There's no resolution. It's not definitive. It's intention. It's putting that into the universe and working with it in small, bite-sized chunks that we can achieve, one step at a time, one option, you know, day at a time, one goal at a time. And each goal has to be met with little steps as we go. And you can do it. It can be hard, but some people can change, indeed.
Was a rabble yeller, bad boy to the bone, he'd say. Can't trust that other feller, he'd judge him by the tone of his skin. He was raised to think like his dad, narrow mind full of hate. On the road to nowhere fast, till the grace of God got in the way. Then he saw the light, hit his knees and cried and said a prayer. Rose up a brand new man and left the old one right there.
Cheers to the strong, thanks to the brave. Don't give up hope. Some people change. A gift's a lot. A gift's a grain. Love finds a
in her blood. She hates that she's got a habit as she fills her glass up. She'd love to chill that bottle, but all she can think about is a better life, a second chance, and everyone she's letting down.
She throws that bottle down.
Yeah.
wedding needs a big cocktail with barkers, clowns, and elephants. Sideshow, family oddities, and all. The star-faced boy held out with joy as the tattooed lady was crying. Ever since the beginning, to keep the world spinning, it takes
on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, indeed, with a wink and a nod to Holly via the PopNet chat box. Thanks for joining us, Holly. Happy to have you aboard. And some people change. Montgomery Gentry, all people can. You just have to be willing to try. And sometimes it's the trying. It's the process that matters. I always tell folks, fall in love with the process, you can't really lose. And part of the creativity deal and what we do in creativity coaching is to have discovery. So sometimes what you think is your goal may change, and that's okay too. It's the process of exploring and being open to that change. So dwell in possibility, as Emily Dickinson would say, and know that creativity takes courage. That's a classic Henri Matisse quote that I love. It does. It all takes courage, but it's also so invigorating. You know, I always say it's excruciating and it's exhilarating at the same time, the process of writing. For me, for you, it might not work for you. It might not be your process. I have people come into writing workshops all the time. They think this is going to be my career transition, and they realize I can barely write for 20 minutes in class. I can't go home and then write and embrace it. I don't have the discipline or the desire, and that's okay too. Find something else. There are all ways to be. You got to find the one that works for you, or the ones that work for you. We're all multifaceted, and we all have different careers and different interests. But sometimes you're toting around a dream. You thought you should do this for a long time, or you wanted to do this back when you were a kid, and you've been thinking you want to do it, and then when you try to do it, it doesn't fit anymore, or it never really fit. And that's okay, too. Throw it away. Start it with a new one. It's all about, you can have many dreams, you just can't always complete them all at the same time. You can't bring them all to fruition at the same time. So this still works for you, and part of playing and discovering, and I say play it forward, enjoy what you're doing. Fall into the pattern of the process. You know, I would say show up at the page. I mean, actually, that's a Julia Cameron from the Writer's Way book, which is a fascinating program, that you know, you just show up at the page and see what happens. And some days, a lot happens. The muses come out to play, and there's alchemy in the air. And some days you're sitting there, and it's drudgery, and nothing's coming out, and it's frustrating. But that can be fun, too, in its own way. Not every day, but on occasion. But it really depends on the person. So show up at the page, show up at the easel, show up and figure out what it is you want to do and embrace it and go with it. And it's not going to be a straight line. Some days will be better than others. That's just the way it is for any kind of creative endeavor. And when I say creative endeavor, it's pretty much every part of life. Starting a business, a philanthropy, there are all sorts of ways to use your creative energy and use it in a way that brings you joy and helps other people as well. And that's where the challenge comes in, because it sort of shakes up the way you think about things. And it's worked for a lot of folks, and I'm gratified. Neil in Spokane, Washington, gets the nod today. He says, I've done the challenge for the last several years, I've written a novel, some stories, and built a barn. I don't know where the build a barn comes from. I'm glad it worked for you, Neil. Thank you so much. I'm glad it's working. Please keep us posted. Hey, Inspiration to Action Challenge, it's worked for you, by all means, please let us know. I'd love to give you a shout-out. You're helping other folks as well as getting the accolade you deserve. On the other hand, you need a little creative nudge? Let's get a conversation going, a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me. I'll give you a primer on the challenge again. Other tips and tricks that will get you back in a creative mode. Either way, please reach out via the website. It's AmyBethArkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access. Via the Twitter feed, or you can just Google us, and while you're at the website, peruse my stories. The Lasgord Mysteries are there. Some other goodies up for grabs. You can chime in, too, about your guest suggestions. Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests. And, yes, we do have links to the podcast. One-stop shopping. No shoes, no groceries, but some good stuff there. If you are literarily inclined. There you go. I said it. Cut it out. And music, of course, soothes your soul. I'll tell you, one of the things that I enjoyed over the holiday break was re-embracing my Linda Ronstadt albums. Started with the Kennedy Center Honors, where it was so moving, and to see Linda, who we know has been suffering with Parkinson's disease for the last few years and can't really sing, watch other people sing her songs and how moved she was by those performances. Was wonderful. And then CNN ran the documentary, Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. Fascinating, compelling documentary if you're somebody who grew up in the 70s and 80s, or 60s even, or later, I mean, just anybody, but especially in that era where all these great voices and groups that worked with Linda Ronstadt, it's just a wonderful collection of folks, and to know about her career, you talk about amazing resonance and what she has spanned, I mean, from folk rock, the big first female rock star, really, in so many ways, to mariachi music, going back to some of her roots, and American Standards and Show Tunes. I mean, the woman just has a great career, and also some great insights into life on the road, politics. We're not getting into those too much, but just a fascinating documentary. CNN has it, I think, in their stable, but you can also get it on YouTube. You can get it on demand. Avail yourself of that if you haven't seen it, because I think you'll really enjoy it. And I whipped out the old albums from the 70s, Heart Like a Wheel. My God, they made them so durable back then. It's like thicker than the current vinyl releases, I think. But so many great songs, including this one, which is a Lowell George classic that Linda Ronstadt put her signature on in, oh, such a big way. It's called Willin', Linda Ronstadt, name of the Arkansas Show.
I've been walked by the rain, driven by the snow, I'm drunk and dirty. Don't you know that I'm still willing? In every headlight, and I've been from Tucson to Tucson, Curry, to Hatchet. I've been kicked by the wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stolen, but I'm still on my feet and I'm still willing. And I smuggled some smoke and fog from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico. Give me
to a new home.
Show, who, by the way, was the first band I ever saw back in the 70s, about 10 years old, 11 years old, with a friend of mine, and I've loved them ever since. Went to see them a couple of times since then in their current long-standing incarnation with Dewey Bunnell and Jerry Beckley. Dan Peake left the group and then sadly passed away a few years ago, but a great band. Saw them a couple of times and had a chance to interview Dewey and Jerry on the radio some years ago, and it was what a thrill that was indeed as a kid, loving that band so much. And they also feature in a subplot in the first Eliza Gordon mystery, Killing Time. If you read it, you know. If you didn't read it, go read it. But good stuff indeed, how this early stuff stays with you for a long time. And they're still going strong, and they just had a 50th anniversary concert, wow, that was featured on PBS this past holiday season, which I happen to see. Fabulous stuff indeed. Hate the way they do those. I know they have to for the fundraising breaks, but they take so many gosh darn breaks. It's annoying. Other story. Anyway, a pair from Linda Ronstadt and Company Trio. That's Linda Ronstadt along with Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris with the Neil Young classic After the Gold Rush, and Linda Ronstadt herself from Heart Like a Wheel, the Lowell George tune, Willin. Indeed. Emmylou and Dolly Parton featured heavily in the documentary, Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. Avail yourself of that documentary. I think you'll enjoy it. It really will lift you up. You know what else lifts you up? Books. I'm just delving in now into Olive again. That's Elizabeth Strauss' latest collection, the follow-up to Olive Kittredge, which remains one of my favorite books. It's funny because a friend of mine said that somebody she knew hated the first one, hated Olive Kittredge, but is now says the second one is better. I'm wondering, I don't know how you can hate it. That's such a great book. But besides that, why are you reading the second one if you hated the first one? Are you a book reviewer? You have no choice. It just doesn't make sense. But she's really worth it. She's sometimes, you know, years ago when I first read the first novel that I read of hers, called Amy and Isabel. It took me a while. I kept putting it down. But finally, when I got into the pace of it, the rhythm, it's very literary and very luxurious language. It takes a while to get into it. But once you're into it, once you're in, you're in, if you know what I'm saying. It's worth it. You can savor it. It's good stuff. My opinion, anyway. The other thing I read, this is where my political point comes in, very small, but I just finished John Lithgow's Delicious Dumpty. It is the Trumpian era in verse. You're going to love it. It's a delicious, timely read. That's all I'll say. Read it. You'll enjoy it, I think. It'll make you feel a little comfort for you on a cold day. Put it that way. And speaking of politics, it's not really politics, at least not for us on this side of the pond. But in Britain, they're making a big deal about what they call Megxit. Meghan Markle and Harry have decided to live, what they want to do is step back off their royal duties, exactly what they are, and spend part of their time in North America. In fact, Meghan is now with Archie, their baby, in Canada, while Harry is staying behind to have a meeting with the Queen to redefine what their roles are going to be. I don't really know, but I guess there's a lot of pressure. And his concern, and I understand this from his standpoint, is he doesn't want to see what happened to his mom, Princess Diana, happen to Meghan, which is to be eaten up by the British tabloid machine. So there's some issue there where those of us on this side of the pond kind of think the whole royal deal could be... Here's Dilly Dan on the Amy Bender Quiz Show. We'll be right back. on the Amy Beth Arquie Show. Really enjoy that one indeed. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today on the first official show, live show of 2020. Indeed, one more time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line, well, no more time for this, but 347-857-4505. We so rarely get calls, and when we do, boy, they're doozies, right? We still have fun, but, you know, I'm a glutton for punishment. What can I tell you? Facebook page, PopNet chat box, still there, where we've got a few folks chiming in on PopNet. Darby says, don't call it a resolution. Call it an intention. How about 5 days a week, AB, in the new year? You're working in the cahoots with our producer, Trudy Hart, right? Because that's not going to happen. We have too many things going on for the scheduling. We're lucky if we can pull out these weekend coffee classes that we do, because we know how much you folks enjoy it, and we enjoy doing it for you. But be on the lookout or on the listen for shows on PopNet, occasionally on Sirius, certainly on ARN, and PodStream now, picking up this show and some other shows. Details to follow, as they say. The mystery rolls on. Keep in touch with us via social media so you'll get the memos. You can friend me on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes, and our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Keep it going as long as we can, but I do appreciate the kind words, and my intention is to do the best shows we can, as many as we can, that make sense, because I've got a book I'm working on, I've got some other things I've got to do, my creativity coaching clients, etc. So it's a tight squeeze and a juggling act, but we do it because we love it. I do. I did a workshop yesterday, and folks are so enthralled by the idea of the writing process, the mysteries of it, the magic of it, and goodness knows a lot of folks are not into the drudgery or the arduous end of it, but it's there. It's all part of it. It's all part of it. Embrace it all, as I say. Embrace it all. Take it all in. And not into the award seasons are there. I'm already in more award season malaise. The Golden Globes, I said no can do. I know Succession won, which I'm happy about, and Brian Cox, good stuff, other people. I just wasn't into the Ricky Gervais head, and I know I'll cave by the time the Oscars roll along, but to not have a self-congratulatory season, it's anathema to what the arts are really supposed to be about, but it does bring attention to some smaller shows and gives people a boost and all that. I get that, but it's not for me, but to each his own. Anybody else around the social media horn before we go on Twitter? Giving back is a good thing for the new year. Indeed, that's what I think. Kind and generosity, it's contagious. Get out there and share if you can. Indeed, it's very important. Thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth and Miller headquarters. Thank you so much. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us, won't you? I'm the Amy Beth Arquie Show. Speaking of generosity and kindness, we'll leave you with Natalie Merchant. And you know I love you. We'll talk more about all kinds of things in the future show.